Yeah. Well, I think it's a new field for a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. At least the way it's been branded, but it's not really a new field.
Yes.
Right. We have a lot of people that went to school in the States for English, down here for Portuguese. We learn it in school, how to read and write. Most of us don't ever perfect it in school. And now that we have conversation as an interface, we're more interested in relearning it again, which is really interesting to me, actually. But I think that this is more of an opportunity for copywriters and for people who enjoy writing or do that as a living than it is an opportunity for visual designers to switch careers. I don't think that's a good transition. I think that there are people with more experience and we should allow them to flourish, allow them to be part of the creative process, and bring in more members of the team, not just go out and find somebody who thinks they can do it because they think they can.
Do you have a step-by-step on like onto design? You wrote about that.
Yeah. I think it's very similar to the process that we use with regular design, right? You're gonna wanna create a baseline persona. That's a very basic step that's gonna carry through into this new era of design. The difference is that a persona in visual design or any other kind of system may be something that we set as a foundation for the team. Might be something that we help clients understand what we're doing. But a persona with conversation design is much more than that. You're going to be talking about the person's pitch, speed, range, and tone of their voice. The different attributes that allows us to understand what defines the voice. You may have quotes on how they speak. You might have different experiences and say, while this person is running to the gym, they sound like this. While they are talking to their family, they sound like that. So things, yeah, like that. There's definitely a little bit of difference there with the persona, a little bit more information. From there, though, it's, again, wireframes translate to writing scripts.
And very conversations.
Similar. Conversations, scripts, yeah. And you don't have to be perfect, right? That's where the wireframe idea comes in, right? If we're gonna try to transfer those from one art to the other, scripts at first don't need to be perfect. It's better to just write everything that you're thinking. Pick one thread of conversation, one topic, and follow that along until the end of the topic, and then switch. And do that for all of the challenges that you're trying to get through. Then, what do we do next in design? We make a prototype. So for conversation, we might start to clean up some of the writing, right? Yes. High fidelity writing in this sense.